Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shkalim. We have previously mentioned the shofaros in which the shkalim are collected. The shofaros were so called because, like a shofar, they were wide on one end and very narrow at the top. And they were built in that way because that's where people would put in donation money. And if it is very, the hole was at the very narrow top. And so there was plenty of room for the money to accumulate because it had a wide base. But once you put in money, you couldn't get it back out because the top was very, very narrow. And that's why they used these shofaros. And we had previously mentioned that they collected the shkalim in the shofaros. The first Mishnah in the sixth parak tells us that in fact there were not one, but 13 shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlosha asar shofaros. There were 13 of these donation collection bins. And once we mentioned that there were 13 of these, so of course we then want to talk about what other things in the Beis HaMikdash were 13. So there were actually three things of which there were 13. Shloshasar shofaros, there were three of these collection bins. Shloshasar shulchanos, there were 13 tables that were used in the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. And there were 13 places in the Beis HaMikdash where people would stop and bow. And we're talking about bowing in the Beis HaMikdash. When you were walking around the Beis HaMikdash, if you were in, you would pass one of these places, you would stop and bow. And bow doesn't mean like we do in davening. Bow means full lying down, pishut yadayim v'raglayim, lying down fully prostrated, hands and feet fully outstretched, bowing down to God. And they would do this in 13 places in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, as is the way of the Mishnah, we're now going to go and explain all of these things. And actually, we're going to do it in reverse order. So we're going to start with the bowing. And by the way, says the Mishnah, Shel Beis Rabban Gamliel v'l Shel Beis Rabbi Chanina Sechana Kohanim Ayu Mishtachvim Arba Esrei. The families of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohen, and the assistant Kohen Gadol, they had a tradition that they actually bowed in a 14th place. So, of course, we're going to start with where was this 14th place, right? Where was this extra 14th place of bowing that Rabbi Gamliel's family and Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohen's family bowed? And so the Mishnah says, Keneged Dir Ha'etzim. It was corresponding to towards the Dir Ha'etzim. Dir Ha'etzim is also called Lishkas Ha'etzim. It is a fairly large but generally unimportant room in the northeastern corner of the Beis HaMikdash where they stored the wood for the Mizbeach. Obviously, the Mizbeach used a lot of wood, and it was stored in this room. So, why is this important enough to mention? And in particular, why is it important enough for them to bow there? So it's important to know that towards the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Aron, with the Luchos inside, and several other things, were hidden away by King Yoshiyahu, because they knew the Churban was coming. The Navi explained to them that the Churban was coming, and they wanted to protect them from going into Golos. And so they were hidden away at the time of the Churban, before the time of the Churban, so they were protected during the Churban. Now these things, including the Aron, were not present in the second Beis HaMikdash. So the second Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the place the Aron was supposed to be, there was actually nothing. There was a blank space. There was the stone on which the Aron would have rested, but there was no actual Aron. And it is a machlokes in the Gemara what happened to the Aron and these other things. One opinion says they were taken to Bavel during the Churban, right? The Churban, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and they took the stuff from the Beis HaMikdash that they found, and especially the gold, expensive stuff. And so the Aron was taken to to Bavel, according to this opinion. It is, of course, this opinion that Steven Spielberg relied upon when he made up his story of Raiders of the Lost Ark, of the Holy Ark of the Covenant being found somewhere in Egypt because of the journeys that it took after it went into exile. And so that is opinion number one. Opinion number two, however, says that they remain in their hiding place somewhere under the Beis HaMikdash to this day. So the families of Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohanim had a Masorah, right? Shekein Masoras Biyadam Yavosehem, Shesham Ha'aron Nignaz. They had a Masorah from their ancestors that the hiding place of the Aron was in Lishkas Ha'etzim, Dira Ha'etzim. Or, alternatively, that it would be accessed from there, right? So maybe the Aron wasn't directly under Dir HaEitzim, but maybe the entrance to the tunnel, which led to the Aron, was under the Lishkas HaEitzim. And so they had a Masorah that Lishkas HaEitzim is where the Aron is hidden. And therefore, if the Aron is there, it's worthy of a Hashtach Havaya. And so they would stop there and bow by Keneged Lishkas HaEitzim anytime they passed it as well.